This is Barış. Today, I'm going to talk about my reading journey in this podcast. Like all things, this had a start, and it will certainly have a ending. Maybe not so fun, maybe a very interesting one. I guess we're going to find out about it in the next few decades. Well, I am a middle child. I got two brothers. One of them is older, one of them is younger. And the older one and I have a 18-month age gap. So he started reading and writing and learning earlier than I did, because he was going to first grade when I was still in kindergarten. I got very jealous of that situation. As a kid, it seems really cool for somebody close to your age to start understanding the things that are going on around you, like reading street signs, reading the newspaper. It looked just so cool. I wanted to be able to do that with him. So I started to learn the things as he was learning. I didn't have the chance to ask for support from my parents as they were working. They were always busy, so I had my brother teaching me some of the things that I was struggling to understand. Luckily, as a neurodivergent child, I didn't have much trouble. The only trouble I had was that I was getting obsessed with reading. At the point of reading everything that has letters on it, from pieces of jewelry to tombstones on graveyards to, you know, anything you see with letters. That was until I figured out I could just ask books from my parents now that I, well, can read them. That's how I convinced my mom to get me the classics that were suitable for my age. And I read them again and again, over and over again. I was so obsessed with the lack of books I had that I had them buried in my bed all the time. I would read them at night. I would secretly read them in the bathroom. And my mom's theory is that that's why I'm currently wearing glasses. Because I apparently forced my eyes to be able to read in the dark. I don't think there is a science backing that up, but, you know, moms are always right. I would get really obsessed with some books, specifically. And I would use them as a safe space to hide from daily struggles of a 5-year-old. Whenever I feel stressed, I'd just get a book, hide under covers, and read them. At some point, I apparently, according to my parents, decided that sleeping was unnecessary. It was a loss of time that I could use to read or write. Now that I have a little to no time for myself to read because of work and school and life, I'm looking back and I am really glad that I read all those books. over and over again, because all the Turkish vocabulary I have right now, I owe to, well, Pollyanna, I guess, the classics that I read. And that is how it all started. Well, right now, unfortunately, I don't have much time or energy to start reading something. The last book that I have read, I couldn't finish. Hard to admit, but you gotta live with your truth, I guess. If I restart my reading, I would be really glad to share. Thank you so much for joining the podcast, if you did. And have a very nice day.